This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm super excited to have him back. They are absolutely crushing it over there. We're talking about BioKey International. What they do, they have revolutionized authentication of biometric solutions, enabling convenient and secure access to information and securing high stakes transactions. And what they do, and they do it better than anybody else, they use a premium finger scanning device, including like side swipe, side touch, Echo ID, and side pass. And with us today is Mike Pasquale. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Great. It's great to be back with you again. It's been almost a year since we've spoken.
Yes. You guys are trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BKYI. And, you know, I was looking over your guys' financials last night, and you guys are absolutely crushing it. In 2016, you did a little bit over $430,000 in revenue. In the first quarter of 2017, you did a little bit over $1.4 million. What gives?
Well, our business is solidifying. It's growing. The new products that we introduced in mid-2016 are starting to take hold. As you mentioned, we provide not only software for our customers to secure access to all kinds of information, but we provide hardware as well. And we're also moving into the consumer market. So we're selling our finger scanners on Amazon. They're available on Dell.com, Jet.com. They're available in the Microsoft stores and on Microsoft Online, on Walmart.com. So we're expanding our business to both enterprise and consumer, and we're expanding from just software back in 2015, early 16, to software and hardware going forward.
Educate myself and my listeners. You know, we hear a lot about biometrics. You know, can you give us maybe a few different examples of how cases that solutions you guys solve? And is there really a big problem? Me as a consumer, what benefits do I have by using your technology?
Well, first of all, biometrics simply are some measurement of some physical characteristic of your body. So, for example, your fingerprint, your face, your iris, the way you walk, the way you speak. So biometrics in general are a physical characteristic measurement that differentiates us from someone else, right? And so fingerprint is the dominant biometric today and is the most scalable and really the most accurate. So that's number one. That's what biometrics are. What are the problems that we solve today? Well, think of, and this goes to any enterprise or consumer user, think about the passwords that you use today, to usernames and passwords that you use to access any information or accounts that you have. Everything from your business accounts to your personal accounts, such as banking, such as social media, healthcare. All these accounts, because they're online, require a username and a password. And passwords are getting more complex. They are more complex.
Absolutely.
They are also very, very difficult to reset when we have to go through the reset process. And more importantly, as you know, the world is exposed in a significant way via the hackers. There have been data breaches to almost every large consumer company's data set. Passwords are very, very vulnerable. And so injecting biometrics not only makes the process more user-friendly and more convenient for the user, but it also makes it more secure. And that's what we do.
And so you guys have patents on this technology?
We do. We have over 14 patents that are issued. In fact, we were just issued a patent and made an announcement, an additional patent, just about 2 weeks ago. So our technology is patented. We've been building this over a 20-year period. And as I mentioned before, we've introduced a series of very high quality, low priced finger scanners to complement our software and make it easier for business users and consumers to begin to adopt this technology.
Two questions I have. Out of that $1.4 million in revenue in the first quarter of 2017, what was international sales compared to domestic sales, and how do you get your sales?
About a third of that business was international. So about a third of the 1.4 or so million was international. And about, I would say about 60% of it was hardware, the rest software. We're a global company. We have a global footprint. We have an operation in Hong Kong and in China to service the Asia Pacific region. And of course, we service Europe and the North American continents here from the United States. We also have a group in Morocco that is servicing the Northern Africa territory. So we have a global footprint and we continue to build on that. And the opportunity for biometrics is a global opportunity. There's no doubt that the same issues we have here in the United States exist in virtually every country around the planet.
Absolutely, absolutely. You guys brought on a couple of new clients I want to talk about and bring that to the forefront of my listeners, global medical devices and global firearms. Can you elaborate and just bring us up to speed on those two clients?
Yeah, those are two announcements we made. These are deals that we closed in the first quarter, and they're really representative of what is happening from a trending perspective in the highly regulated industries. So a medical device company is required to and is regulated to have certain standards that they meet. Similar in nature, firearms companies, especially if they do business with the government, have very, very specific regulatory commitments that they must meet and hurdles that they must meet in order to do business with the government. And we're providing a very easy, convenient way through the manufacturing process to ensure they meet and comply with all of those regulatory requirements. So think about maybe the times in the manufacturing process that a medical device has to be touched, certified, tested by an individual on the factory floor, and it has to be validated. Now, that individual can simply do what they need to do to test or certify the device, put their finger down, and now they have a full and complete audit trail that was actually done and completed. So this is kind of a new wave that's emerging in our business, but one that we see a tremendous promise for going forward.
My guest today is Mike DePasquale. He is the CEO of BioKey International, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BKYI. I wanted to bring up a couple of things. Can you explain your recent patent on the IAM, the Identity Access Management Technology, and how this is kind of differentiates BioKey from your competition, and also what related market opportunities are going to be available for this technology you guys are going to go ahead and try to penetrate?
Yeah, absolutely. So the patent that we was just recently issued and we announced about 2 weeks ago provides us with a method and the ability to interoperate between finger sensors and different size finger sensors. So let me give you an example of that. If you have an Apple iPhone, you have a finger sensor that's embedded in the button that turns the phone on and off. If you have a Samsung Galaxy, it was embedded in the button on the bottom of the phone until the 8 was announced. Now it's in the back of the phone, and the sensor is a different size than the one that's on the iPhone, for example, and one that may be different in size than the one you may have on your computer. The one that comes, for example, in the embedded fingerprint, in the embedded keyboard that you can buy with your Microsoft Surface tablet. So all these different sensor sizes make it almost impossible to interoperate and for users to work together on all these devices, right? Have one enrollment and make them all work and integrate. We provide that capability with this patent and with the technology that will result as a result of this patent. So that's number one. So what is the market opportunity? Well, It's very broad. It can exist in payments and in financial services. It would be wonderful in healthcare, where patients are coming in with a specific device that they're using. But then again, when they're in the clinic or the hospital, there's another device or another finger scanner, a different size finger scanner that they need to put their finger on to ensure that they really are who they say they are. So this will allow for a holistic, interoperable experience for users, and we think that is very, very powerful. It will bring to the table a number of the finger scanner manufacturers and also very large customers who want to have this capability.
Recently, you guys brought on a new chief operating officer, Barbara Rivera. Can you give us a little bit of update and what her capacity is with the company?
Yeah, as we're growing and developing our business, especially as it's growing not only on the enterprise side, but also on the consumer side, we obviously need to enhance and to build on our management team. Barbara has very deep experience in sales and marketing and operations. She was most recently the president and CEO of Experian Government Services. So having her on board, she was on our board as a director back in 2014 and 15. So having her come on board to actually run our operation as we're expanding our business is really, really important for us. So she's taking full and complete responsibility to ensure that we have the processes and the policies in place and also building out our sales and our marketing infrastructure to take advantage of the market thermals and market opportunity ahead.
Mike, would you guys ever consider about leasing out your technology to Apple or Samsung or any of the big companies?
You know, we have many customers in the mobility space that are utilizing our technology, so we're always willing to license and to sell and market our technology and solutions to not only the large players, but also the small and medium-sized players in the market.
How about give us a color on your new line of consumer-oriented products to be released in 2017, including the biometric-enabled padlock called Touch Lock. I think it's like a portable, wearable fingerprint reader. So where are we at on that technology?
Great. We announced and introduced these products, in particular the Touch Lock line of biometrically enabled and Bluetooth enabled padlocks at CES in January of this past year. We're just now going to production on these products, and they'll be widely available globally through distribution and retailers. And basically, they are a perfect example of how biometrics can change our lives. You may use a padlock to secure your shed in your backyard. You may go to the gym and lock up your clothes and other items in a locker, or you may lock up your bicycle as you travel around the city. The bottom line is you have to have a key or you have to remember a combination code. We're eliminating that with the Touch Lock series of locks, where you simply enroll your finger, and you can roll up to 20, and you simply press your finger on the scanner and the lock will open. Very, very secure. We've got different versions of the lock. Again, a bicycle version. We've got a weatherproof version for heavy duty use outside. We've got designer series that are wonderful for, gym bags or for book bags or backpacks. And then we also have a TSA version that can be used for travel. As you know, TSA has an authorized lock that the TSA agent have keys for that can open so that they don't have to cut your lock off a travel bag if it's checked. We've got a TSA version that we're marketing as well. And we didn't necessarily just build the Touchline lock, a series of locks to kind of go into the lock business, compete against Master Lock. We did that really as an example of what will come to pass in the future called the Internet of Things and the biometric of things. As all kinds of devices are connected, everything from your refrigerator to your car to your home security system are connected, security is going to be a big deal. And we've developed in our module that goes in the Touch Lock and a module that goes into our Bluetooth, low-power Bluetooth lock, a package that can be incorporated and placed in virtually any device. So we can secure any device with our package that we've built and embedded in that lock. So it's an example of what we can do even more so as things evolve going forward. The Internet of Things, the biometric of things, will be even bigger than the Internet was at its announcement back in the 90s. So this is a huge opportunity and one that we're going to take advantage of.
BioKey International is the company that we're highlighting today. They have revolutionized solutions how to protect yourself from scan fraud with their enabling fingerprint scanning devices. Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You guys are crushing it. What we learned today is that you guys are up over 230% year over year from 2016 to 2017. Your market cap is around $31 million. It seems like you guys are very undervalued. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success. The only question that I have is, please don't stay away a whole year. Please come back in maybe 2 months and give us an update of what you guys are doing. Do you have any final words or anything you'd like to say to my audience before I let you go?
Well, first, I want to thank you for having me back on the show this year, and I'll absolutely come back on and update you and your listeners when it's appropriate. But I just want to say in closing that, you know, we all face a huge challenge in passwords and traditional technologies that we've been using for years to protect our information and to protect our identities. I think our biometric solutions can really change that. I think biometrics in general have been widely accepted with the introduction of the iPhone and the Samsung Galaxy. It really is time now to move to the next level, and I think we're trying to accelerate that now this year with our new product offerings. So thank you for having us, and we look forward to speaking with you in the near term.
Thanks again, Mike.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.